On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day. Thursday, the 14th of March, 2019. Today, Quincy Jones, the American music producer, he turns 86 years old. Now, he was responsible for a lot of famous artists' music. So, happy birthday to Quincy. Sir Michael Caine, the English actor, is also 86. Been in loads of roles, but I think my favourite was when he played Austin Powers' dad in Goldmember.
For me, it's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh, that was good as well. Walter Parizeda, the saxophonist and woodwind player with US band Chicago, is 74. Jonah Louis, the English singer, is 72. Billy Crystal, the American actor and comedian, is 71. Prince Albert of Monaco is 61. Tara Brown, the Australian TV reporter, is 51. Lockie Daddo, the Australian TV presenter, is 49. Peter Vanderhoogenband.
You just love saying it,
I do. The Dutch swimmer is 41 years old. Jordan Taylor Hansen, of course, he's in the band Hansen. He's 36. Estee Heim, the US singer with the band Heim, is 33.
Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that.
And Jamie Bell, best known for playing the title character in the film Billy Elliot, he's 33.
It was on this day in 1948 that Marilyn Monroe made her movie debut. We're not quite sure how to pronounce the movie, so we've left that bit out.
Scooter who, scooter hey?
Or scooter who, scooter hey? One of the two.
Your choice. You say scooter, I say scooter.
Let's call the whole thing up.
Oh, yeah. The first Powell Macintosh computer was unveiled to the world in a gala event at the Lincoln Center in New York City on this day in 1994.
Gala or gala?
Gala.
Just kidding. The Microsoft Xbox, the game machine, was launched in Australia on this day in 2002.
Sound Relief concerts were held at the MCG and SCG on this day in 2009. The concerts raised more than $5 million for the victims of the Victorian bushfires and the Queensland floods. Artists like Coldplay sang, along with John Farnham, Crowded House, Kings of Leon, Midnight Oil, and Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees.
It was on this day last year that we lost a genius in Stephen Hawking, the English physicist and author of A Brief History of Time, died at the age of 76.
That's on this day, Thursday, the 14th of March, 2019.